ASB was the first of the big banks to raise mortgage rates today, and the bank announced increases to its fixed-term mortgage and term deposit rates ahead of the Reserve Bank's official cash rate announcement, which was this afternoon. And the central bank held the official cash rate at a record low, 0.25%, but halted its bond buying program. Brad Olson, who's principal economist from Infometrics, is on the line now. Kia ora, Brad.
Good evening.
You said this morning that essentially we've had a period now of very low interest rates. That means cheap money and a lot of spending. We're going to see that eventually turn around. That's going to mean increasing costs for all of us.
Yes, it very much does. But in a sense, those costs are going to come first. What we're seeing across the economy at the moment is that those costs are starting to go up. We know that wage pressures are putting additional costs on businesses alongside higher sanitation costs. We've got freight shipping costs sitting six times higher than they were pre-pandemic. All of that is going to push prices up for you and me at the shops. And the Reserve Bank is going to be looking at that and trying to make an assessment of how hot the economy is running and what it needs to do with those interest rate settings. Given where the economy is at the moment, it does seem like we've got probably too much support. We're all overstimulating, overcooking the economy with where interest rates are sitting so low, and so expectations are that they start to rise. You saw the very first signs of that today as the Reserve Bank took away or scheduled the end of their, what they call their large-scale asset purchase program, their bond buying program. To you and I, that's quantitative easing, it's printing money. So the printer gets switched off at the wall next week.
So when do you think the Reserve Bank are going to take the brakes off and start increasing that 0.25% official cash rate?
That's very much the open question at the moment. My reading of today's Reserve Bank statement sort of didn't give me a huge amount of confidence that that increase change would come as quickly as a lot of others are picking. Most of the major bank economists now expecting the Reserve Bank could increase that official cash rate as early as next month, almost certainly in their minds by November this year. I'm still sort of thinking it might be 2022 before we see those interest rates move. The Reserve Bank has been hesitant to make too fast of a move and risk sort of changing the economic track for New Zealand too quickly. At the same time, the bank economists, a lot of them now seeing those much better economic position that New Zealand has found itself in as a key factor for the Reserve Bank over the next month or so. We've got inflation numbers out Friday that are likely to show higher prices. The difficulty is trying to sort of read through the tea leaves, if you will. What is the Reserve Bank going to pick up on? Because although inflation might be higher, although most of the indicators the Reserve Bank will be looking at would, in usual times, make you expect the official cash rate to go up, we're trying to figure out how much the Reserve Bank thinks these changes are temporary and how much they think they're permanent. If they expect they're permanent, they'll want to increase interest rates sooner rather than later. But the writing's on the wall. We've had the lowest period of interest rates probably in history, and they are now starting to head higher.
Sharon's text, Brad, to say, hi, will this rate change do to the New Zealand dollar against the USA dollar?
Yeah, well, one of the interesting challenges, I think, for where the dollar is sitting is the sort of relative position of New Zealand and the US in terms of our Reserve Bank now looking to raise interest rates. The US Federal Reserve, though, not quite as keen to do as much. And so I think at the moment we're seeing the outlook for the dollar is a little bit more uncertain because we did see a change coming through today as the Reserve Bank came out with their expectations. But we're going to see quite a period of different bits of data coming out which will affect the dollar. Our inflation comes out on Friday. The US inflation came out the other day. So there does seem to be some changes in the wind.
And with our inflation, what's the expectation? What will costs rise to?
Infometrics is currently expecting that inflation released this Friday for the second quarter of the year will increase anywhere between around about 3% per annum, which is, you know, some of the highest levels we've seen in quite a long time. Important to recognise that part of that is because during June 2020, of course, including that lockdown period, there were quite a few goods that were free or a lot cheaper, public transport, for example. So there's a little bit of an issue around the comparator. But again, it's relatively clear that there are higher pricing pressures. It only takes a walk along the street talking to a few businesses and they'll tell you how much they're getting hit. At some point, businesses are going to have to pass through those cost increases, and you and I are going to wear it at the shops.
Yes, so for most of us, really, it's a belt-tightening exercise coming up.
Very much so, although I think it's important to remember that we'll be tightening our belt from a pretty loose belt, in a sense. That's the point of that loose and easy, cheap money, is it's designed to make everyone spend more money now and save less money for the future, bringing forward some of the cash that we might have spent in a year's time into today's time period. And so that tightening, in a sense, is important for New Zealand to return towards a bit more normalcy. Those very low interest rates are designed to stimulate the economy at a period when things are in a much darker place, when the economy needs a lot more help. It seems much harder at the moment to go outside and see the economy needing a huge amount of support. It seems to be going pretty damn well.
Not for everyone, but with the ASB raising its mortgage rates today and other banks following suit, Brad, this is going to mean different things to different people. For first home buyers who have only had, you know, these low rates, they're going to have to make sure that the extra money is there, that they're not spending it on other stuff, you know, that they're going to have to make sure they can pay it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people probably tonight who are looking in the housing market at the moment are going to be reassessing just how much money they're able to borrow, what they can service going forward, and we'll probably be talking to the banks relatively soon to figure out what these changes mean. At the same time, though, I think people who have bought in the last 12 months or so will also be redoing their sums, and others who have a mortgage, I think, will be trying to weigh up, well, what do they do next? Do they fix? Do they float? If they fix, for what period? Is it another short-term fix? Is it possibly up to 3 years maybe for some of them? And at the same time, I think savers will be interested in how quickly interest rates might go up and how quickly they might be able to get a better return from leaving their money in the bank.
What do you reckon then? 3 year fixed rate?
Look, I think for a lot of people, it's going to be a more attractive option than usual. You know, previously, it wasn't really something that a lot of people looked into, but people who particularly probably at the earlier stages of having a mortgage, they'll be quite keen to lock in a more stable rate, given where their house value sits, how much they're going to have to pay off. So I think it's very much time to talk to the mortgage broker, talk to your bank and figure out what the best option is. Because, again, it's relatively clear that interest rates will be heading higher. And so the time for making that assessment is probably now.
Very good. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's Brad Olson from Infometrics.